we're here today to talk a little bit about superfoods, right?
Yes.
What are they?
Well, superfoods are nutrient-dense foods that provide high levels of nutrition compared to other foods for the same portion.
And are there any things that we would recognize right off the bat?
Sure. Many of the superfoods that I use are things you can find in the average grocery store, including grapefruit, whole grains, and spinach and broccoli.
Wow. So things that might already be in our diets, just not something we eat all the time.
Correct.
So what kind of benefits do we get from these superfoods? You already mentioned nutrition, but do they give us anything particular?
Well, what you're really looking for is superfoods that have high antioxidant levels, and that helps with everything from immunity to improving your mood, to helping you to sleep better, and also to help keep you looking beautiful.
How do they work?
Well, antioxidants protect your body against free radicals, and free radicals are molecules that are in your body that come about through oxidative stress, so essentially when you get a sunburn or through infection.
And these things can help combat that.
That's right. Antioxidants dispose of free radicals, so that's why it's important to eat foods that are rich in antioxidants, like Florida grapefruit, for example.
And these help prevent things like heart disease, cancer, and even help keep you looking young?
Exactly. And that's why, you know, you hear about things in the news like omega-3 fatty acids and why vitamin C is so important in your diet.
So I know the big thing in my house when it's spinach night, it's always the same old, you know, steamed vinegar, a little bit of vinegar in there, and that's kind of the way to use it. But are there more creative ways that we can incorporate these into our diets?
Absolutely. I love to incorporate superfoods into everyday comfort dishes like spaghetti and meatballs. Meatloaf is another one of my favorites. I do hamburgers where, you know, I combine whole grains and flaxseed. Those are another two of my favorite superfoods. It's really easy to cook with them.
They just kind of blend right in?
Exactly.
Okay. Any types of superfoods that we should keep an eye out for that aren't always available in the supermarket?
Flaxseed is one that I really like. You know, you can order it online, or you can also find it at health food stores. But, you know, if that's something that's, you know, difficult for you to find, you can also stick with ones that, you know, that are readily available, like, you know, Florida grapefruit, for example. It's peak season, and, you know, you can find it at your grocery store in fruit or juice form.
Is there any difference between regular grapefruit and, like, the pink, a little sweeter grapefruit?
There is a slight flavor difference. I really love the pink grapefruit, and I cook with it quite often.
Yeah, well, what do you like to cook with that?
I make a salmon teriyaki, which is a huge hit. My neighbors love it, and you can actually find the recipe on gofloridagrapefruit.com.
And we can find more information about superfoods there, too?
Yes.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you, Mike.
It was nice talking to you today.
It was a pleasure.
And you have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye.